This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And I'm going to, of course, bring you up to date with all the latest stuff happening here on Agenda 21 Radio. And, of course, with NewCaliforniaState.com. It's the website, NewCaliforniaState.com. And NCS51.com. We've got a whole bunch of stuff going on, and we're going to be continuing our little probe into, does the president have the authority to take over states? I know that this is something that everybody and their mother is going, I can't believe that the president might step in. Well, yeah, the president, I suspect, will step in. There's three states in particular where the president is going to step in, primarily because of financial malfeasance. Don't you just find that amazing? Just a little bit of financial malfeasance by the state of California and Illinois with Pritzker, Mr. Pritzker. We haven't talked much about Pudgy Pritzker. nor have we, well, of course, the Killer Cuomo, they call him. There really is something wrong when a governor does what he did in New York by putting in elderly patients in rest homes that already had they came in with a COVID virus when there was no COVID virus at the rest homes. That's the allegation being made. I mean, I call that murder. But you know, it's okay if you're a government leader, you can kill thousands, right? I mean, we're letting this guy off the hook. You know, it's just amazing. It absolutely is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Tucker Carlson talking about same things we're talking about. He says a time for quarantines, mass quarantines, to stop. And I certainly do agree.
welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. The problem with assessing political candidates is you never really know what they're like until they get a hold of power. And by then, of course, it's too late. The decent ones wield power with restraint and humility. They understand the limits of their own wisdom, human wisdom. And they also understand the inevitability of unintended consequences, which are the rule. They know they won't be in charge forever, and so they tread lightly. But the bad ones, they go crazy. And the more power they get, the crazier they go. Power is the drug they've been searching for. That's why they went into politics in the first place, not to help you or their fellow citizens or to improve our society, but to fill the empty space inside themselves. These are profoundly damaged people. Not a single one of them has a functional relationship with their fathers. Not one. Unfortunately, people like that run a lot of this country right now. They've never had more power at any time in our history. As this pandemic recedes, it's becoming clear that cities and states that have cautiously reopened did the right thing. They're reaping the benefits of that. Nowhere has the virus surged back. Hospitals haven't been overwhelmed. Death rates have not spiked. The time for mass quarantines is past. And yet in some places, and this is the measure of bad leadership, lockdowns are becoming more restrictive, not less, and much, much weirder. In Illinois, for example, J.B. Pritzker, an aging ne'er-do-well who bought the governor's title a year and a half ago for $172 million in inherited money, has issued yet another emergency order. This time, Pritzker vows to imprison business owners if they try to reopen. Meanwhile, in New York City, pothead Mayor Bill de Blasio has announced that anyone who dares to swim will be yanked out of the water, of course, because the virus spreads so easily in the ocean, pothead Bill. In Los Angeles, as we told you on Friday night, the mayor there has told beachgoers they can walk on the wet sand totally fine, but not the dry. Dry sand is dangerous. On Long Island, Nassau County Executive Laura Curran has banned doubles tennis. Watch.
I will fill you in on what those rules are. Singles only, no doubles. Only every other court. You have to have a court between players, between people, sets of people playing. Every player, unless they're from the same household, has to bring their own tennis balls so that you don't touch other people's tennis balls.
Singles only, no doubles. She wants to know that in Nassau County, it is illegal to touch other people's tennis balls.
Don't you dare touch my tennis balls. I'll be offended. I'll put a mask over my tennis balls.
This is what happens when neurotic, dumb people get power. They do neurotic, dumb things and then throw you in jail if you complain about it. Thankfully, in spots around the nation, people are starting to remember that this is America. Just because morons like J.B. Pritzker would like to stage a flou d'etat does not mean that the rest of us have to play along. Several sheriffs in Illinois have now announced they will no longer enforce J.B. Pritzker's orders. They're too stupid. They're absurd. They're also unconstitutional. Many others, individual Americans, are standing up for themselves in quieter ways. Here's how we know. Because it controls your smartphone, Apple can track travel across the country. Now, that's scary, but in this case, it's interesting. Here's why. Over this past weekend, for the first time since the lockdowns began in mid-March, nationwide driving trends were well above the baseline average. And that means Americans are voting with their feet. They're ignoring the orders. They're breaking their isolation. Last week on this show, we talked to a New Jersey gym owner called Ian Smith. Smith vowed to reopen his gym today no matter what. So Murphy clearly doesn't know what to do to keep people safe. So many in New Jersey have died. He's arrested people for attending weddings. You're openly defying him on television. What do you think is going to happen to you when you do this?
We're prepared for any and all consequences. Our actions on Monday are going to be grounded in the ideals of civil disobedience. What we intend to showcase is that we reject the premise of essential versus non-essential businesses.
So Smith wasn't joking. His gym reopened today, and a big crowd arrived when it did. The police arrived, too. Here's what happened next.
We are and were only here for everybody's safety today. We plan for the worst, hope for the best, and it seems like that's what we have out here today.
Yeah. The
best. Normally, you are all in violation of the executive order. On that note, Have a good day. Everybody be safe.
Kind of a touching exchange. Happy ending. But it didn't last long. The police, as you just heard, preferred to leave citizens in peace. They weren't hurting anybody. But then their supervisors forced them to return with threats.
Well, they did. They came back and threatened them. Isn't that interesting? They came back and threatened them. I find it interesting that he cut that off there. I don't know why he cut that off. That was the best part of the clip as I saw it earlier this morning. Why was that cut off of Tucker Carlson there? See? Show prep. So much for show prep. So they come back. I saw this last night. I saw it again this morning, early this morning. And it was there. And now it's not there in the clip. Now that's the news. So what happened was that the officers come back, and it was a different group of officers. Apparently the supervisors of these officers, they told these guys yesterday, you know, hey, you're in there. We're not going to arrest you. We're not going to do anything. And then they come back and say, well, you're in violation. You got to do this. You got to start countermanding the orders or the comments of the first officers there. And now it's removed from Tucker Carlson. Something's going on. Well, I say no balls for you.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Easy for me to say. Deep State strikes. IG Linick was investigating arms sales to Saudi Arabia before he was fired, but Obama's $2 billion pallets of cash to Iran was okay. That was the guy who was fired, right? And he was investigating the arms sales that Trump had made with Saudi Arabia. There you go. I mean, it tells you which side of the equation they're on, right? They're all in on Iran, this guy. He was a holdover. This is the guy that Trump fired the other day from the State Department. And this is the headline I'm reading right here. Steve Linick was investigating arms sales to Saudi Arabia before he was fired. But Obama's $2 billion pallets of cash, who he helped arrange, was okay. I mean, I don't know why the president didn't fire the guy from the get-go. Ronald Reagan did it, right? I mean, I'm just saying. Probably heard about that guy. Anyway, just House Democrats say Trump Russian obstruction investigation ongoing could result in new articles of impeachment. Right. That's what I've got a bite on that one. I just have to get this one off of our chest, right? It says, the corrupt House Democrats are thinking, this is from Gateway Pundit, I have to say that, impeaching President Trump again. The Democratic-led House of Representatives told the Supreme Court on Monday they need the unredacted secret grand jury materials in Mueller's report to decide on new articles of impeachment. The House Judiciary Committee, chaired by Jerry Nadler, who hates Donald Trump, by the way, absolutely unbridledly hates him, has been fiercely fighting to obtain the secret grand jury material currently redacted in Mueller's report for nearly a year. Monday's filings come after a 2-1 ruling from a federal appeals court panel in March, which gave the House Democrats permission to access the grand jury secrets in Mueller's report. It says, the battle for the grand jury materials found its way to the Supreme Court. The committee's impeachment investigation related to obstruction of justice pertaining to the Russia investigation is ongoing, Douglas Letter, the House General Counsel, said in a court filing on Monday. If this material reveals new evidence supporting the conclusion the president committed impeachable offenses, Douglas Letter said, the committee will proceed accordingly, including, if necessary, by considering whether to recommend new articles of impeachment. The Democrats' Ukraine impeachment hoax against President Trump failed after the Senate acquitted Trump of both articles. The Democrats' coup against the president began the moment he was sworn into office, and that's a fact. We all know that to be a fact, Jack. Absolute fact. Lindsey Graham sets vote to subpoena Comey, Brennan, dozens or more over Crossfire Hurricane. And listen, don't think that, I mean, there's... I know what Bill Barr said yesterday, that he's really not going to go after, or he's not going to criminally charge, you know, people like Obama and Clinton and that group of folks, right? That means during the first 4 years of Donald Trump. In the next 4 years of Donald Trump, all bets are off. That's what that means, okay? That is what that means. So this, I'm covering this story really quick because I want to get to this one. End the lockdowns. Rural counties in America see less coronavirus deaths and lower frequency. Now, remember, most of California, the state, is rural. But 85% is rural. The urbanized areas of Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Sacramento are key to understanding. It says the latest COVID-19 numbers from Missouri reveal that, Missouri. Okay, so let's think urban versus rural. Urban, everybody's all tightly compacted and so on, right? It says here from Missouri reveal that even that if it weren't for St. Louis City, St. Louis County and St. Charles County near St. Louis, the state's death rate would be an extremely low 28 per million. As of 8:30 a.m. Monday, Johns Hopkins COVID dashboard stated, you can see this by clicking on the left. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, we got that. All right, what does it say here? We are seeing similar situations in other states. St. Louis and city and county combined with saw 436 deaths in a region with 1.6 million in population. The death rate, therefore, calculates to 337 deaths per million. In St. Charles County, there were 52 deaths linked to COVID with a population of 402,000. That death rate comes out to 129 deaths per million. In the rest of the state of Missouri, there are 123 deaths. In a population of 4.4 million, the death rate comes out to 28 deaths per million. We are seeing similar situations in other states. Milwaukee County, 271 million. Rest of the state, 42 million. Minnesota, okay, Florida, Miami-Dade. Separately, Johns Hopkins is not recognized as the death rate count. Count reduction in Colorado that we posted about last week. Even Colorado's governor is calling BS BS on the CDC on how the CDC is counting COVID deaths. And additionally, as we have seen, let's see, Patriots says, as we have seen, Colorado's, we have seen, but the adjective the CDC actually uses as its death rate toll webpage is presumed death rate, deaths, that's what they're saying. This is an interesting trend. The coronavirus does more damage in urban areas, not just in numbers of deaths, but in the frequency of deaths. Okay, that's how could you dispute that? You have more people come back there in a smaller area, and just, guess what? The death rate is higher. Shocking. Because you have more people in a tighter, constricted area. That's called urbanization, right? Now, we had an interesting thing. I think we still have it. I'm going to go check it out. I'm going to check it out, brothers and sisters. Where do we have a grievance for? I'm looking at a letter that one of my cohorts put together. She can, if she hears me, she can send it to me real quick. But it was the numbers, percent COVID, here we go. Percent COVID, this is an interesting little chart. We did this actually for New California, and Liz Ritchie actually put these numbers together for New California because we're learning to know what the actual rates are. This is as a 5/17/20. So this is a night and a half ago. So not quite 48 hours. So about 30 hours ago, this is what this information is from. So we go by counties, right? And this is for the COVID. Average death percent of population, okay, in the totals of the 56 counties, and by the 58 counties, excuse me, and of the 58 counties, there's three that have no information on them, period. They have a population base, but they have no information about confirmed or death rates or that sort of thing. That's Lassen, Modoc, and Sierra counties. Now, the total deaths that they have as of 5/18 now. 5/18 was 4,458. That's what they say. Now, these numbers, automatically, that number of 4,458 is absolutely suspect. When we come back, I'll talk about why that number is suspect. And our information is very, very, very good, high-quality anecdotal information about the death rate. When we come back, we'll talk about that. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Here we go! Hello, Cold War.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Okay. And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Got some numbers here for you. That's pretty interesting numbers, and this is brought to you by Liz Ritchie from New California State for our ongoing assessment of what's going on with the coronavirus situation. And again, this is telling. I'm bringing this out to you because again, California and New York and Illinois, those are going to be the three challenge states, and the president is going to take action. I'm telling you, he's going to take action. Something's going to happen here. And the reason is that if he doesn't like the plan that they have to bring back the states and bring back the economy of the states, he's going to step in. And Gavin Newsom is going to find his butt sitting in jail. I'm telling you. You know, he didn't purchase all that Trump rope for nothing. Okay, so anyway, so we look at these numbers. I don't know if Newsom looks or ignores the numbers, and he's just so dictatorial. He just does what he wants to do. It's like Tucker Carlson was saying. These people are drunk with power, and he's drunk with power. He's gonna yavul Hillman. He's gonna do everything he wants. Anyway, So this is the California percentage of COVID deaths and confirmed infections from 517. And to date, on we got the death rate, the deaths from latest 518. So that was yesterday. And by county, we went down. There's 58 counties in California. And three of the 58 counties have no reporting of anything. All right. Now, most of California is rural. There's a population of 39,118,760. That's the population of all the total counties, 58 counties. So those three that did not have any information on COVID confirmed death rates and to date cases are not included, but the populations are. And it's not, it's 42,000-43,000 people in those three counties, because it's Modoc, Lassen, and Sierra, very, very rural areas. Most of the counties in California are rural. Hello. And most of California is rural. And you have high-density populations in L.A. Basin and in Sacramento and in San Francisco. That's where the populations are the most dense. And in fact, if you take a look, I'm going to go in San Diego, Orange County. If you take a look at some of these population centers, San Francisco County has a million. Alameda County has, that's the San Francisco area, though. Alameda County has a million. If you take a look at San Bernardino, has 2 million. And then Riverside has 2 million. But even their incidences are very low for the numbers that they have. Los Angeles has almost 10 million. Well, it has over 10 million. Santa Clara, which is the San Francisco Bay Area, has a million, has almost 2 million, and I'll run down the numbers so you can get the better feel for this. 500,000 in San Luis Obispo, and I know they don't like it when I say that. San Luis Obispo, Luis, hello, who is Luis? Okay, Orange County has 3 million. Contra Costa up in the Bay Area has a million. Let's see, where's Los Angeles? Los Angeles. I don't know where they put the Los Angeles one here. I think I already got Los Angeles 11, almost, what, 10 million? Yeah, 10 million. So it shouldn't be a surprise that in these areas that you're going to have obviously higher death rates in populations who have it and the confirmed cases. Okay, so Los Angeles, as an example, their so-called death rates at 1,821, that's their deaths. And it comes up a population of 0.018 is the death rate percent of population, 0.018. And, of course, the confirmed cases is 38,000, which is 0.38. And then that population is 10 out of 10 million. Okay, you kind of get how that goes. There's that many people in Los Angeles. So what it does, though, is we start to go down this whole thing and we average all these other counties. Let's take a look at a county such as Plumas County. Plumas County has zero deaths. They have zero deaths. They have four confirmed cases. They have 18,000 people in the county. It's a 0.02% confirmed the population. Death rate is 0.00. Okay. Let's go down some counties that are the same. Del Norte, Humboldt, Lake, Mendocino, Butte, Colusa, El Dorado, Glen, Plumas, Siskiyou, Tehama, Trinity, Alpine, Amador, Calaveras, Tuolumne. I'm going to stop here. Tuolumne, San Luis Obispo. There's no deaths. Confirmed cases, yes. Sonoma has four deaths. They have a population of 500,000. Nevada has one death. Population of 100,000. 0.001% population, a percent of the population. Yuba has, it's the same. Madera, I mean, you go down this. This is 0.001%ers. 0.002%ers. Napa, Placer, Shasta. This is just incredible. 0.003%. Kern County has a population of almost a million. 0.003%. San Benito County. 0.00. These are percents of people in the population. Ventura County has 848,000. their death rate, they've had 25 deaths. Is that right? I don't know if that's right. COVID deaths to date. Could be right. After that number. Yes, it is right. Okay, I got it. Okay, and then you go down here and you go 0.004% Sacramento County. Sacramento County is 0.004%. I mean, this is not an epidemic even. These numbers are extremely low. You have Solano County, 4%, 0.004%. San Francisco, 0.004%. Marin, 0.005%. 0.005% for Alameda. Mariposa has 0.006%. And it goes on. I mean, it goes on. 0.007% is Mono County. Mono County, which only has 14,000 people, had one death. But their numbers is 0.007%. Let's jump ahead. Imperial County has 0.008%. They've got 180,000 people. San Mateo County, 0.009%. Out of 765,000. 0.01% of Yolo County, which has 214,000. Then you get down to Riverside County, 0.010%. 2,383,000 in that one. L.A. County. L.A. County has 0.018% out of 10 million people. There are 1,821. Okay, but getting into this other thing, and I said this earlier, we had strong anecdotal evidence because we had people running around doing this several weeks ago, going around to morgues and talking to morticians about their business. And they were getting no business because no one was dying. This is not an epidemic. And these are the most recent numbers, guys. The governor has no basis in fact at all for all these executive orders. There's something wrong with the picture, ladies and gentlemen. And it might be you. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Agenda 21 Radio. Nancy Pelosi. Morbidly obese Trump shouldn't be taking hydrochloroquine. Well, thanks, Nancy. How's that blood tasting going on for you? Speaking of morbidly, morbidity, we're talking about death rates. I don't know why we're talking about that because, you know, you got Nancy Pelosi. What'd that guy say? He says, I got one foot in the grave and my other foot's on a banana peel. that was a guy. Oh, that was a barber in Wisconsin who was, they were trying to shut him down, and they took away his license because he says, hey, I tried unemployment. I couldn't get on unemployment. I couldn't figure it out. I'm telling you, it's tough. If you want to get on unemployment, I mean, I've never been on unemployment. I don't understand how that works. But some people have fine-tuned it, dude. I mean, gosh. Anyway, that's just did you know that Eddie Haskell died? Ken Osmond, the guy who played Eddie Haskell, died? And Leave It to Beaver? You know, take it easy on the beaver, as they say. It says, Oregon salon owner who defied lockdown says CPS questioned her son. I'm almost broken. Yeah, that was a little talk about Sig Heil business that went on. That was something else. We played that yesterday. White House slams apoplectic analyst after Trump said he's taking hydrochloroquine. Yep, that's the way it goes, dudes. That's the way it goes. I'm going to take that hydrochloroquine. Right. Oh, boy. Oh, the Washington Times. I like the Washington Times. They've been very favorable to us in the new California State movement. But, you know, we're going to have to go get more now. That's exactly what we're doing. Anyway, Matthew Whitaker, Justice Department bureaucrats work to undermine Trump. Really? Matthew Whitaker was the guy who was there at the time as the acting Justice Department head, and he was just acting. He did a pretty good job, actually. I like the guy. He's very blunt and straightforward. Just being blunt and straightforward, that's really a good idea in terms of whatever. Anyway, you know, we were talking about this order by the governor of California. The good governor of California, right. Is he a good governor? I don't think so. He's not a good governor. Anyway, he put down, you know, the question came up. We had Peggy Hall on the program, and that was a kind of an interesting thing when we talked about her, and she came up, did a video. She actually wasn't on as a guest, but she was on YouTube. I'll go back to her very quickly here so I can set the scene for you. And she was talking about and giving us some heavy duty instruction on what is going on with these government orders, you know, from the governor in terms of how he can order us around and keep us all, you know, socially distanced and all this other good stuff. And he has these orders, an emergency order lasts for 60 days in California. And she explained it very, very well. And so I went and I decided, well, you know, I'm going to check this out. What What type of, because I was hearing from the vendors out here and the businesses, the governor came down with new orders and we got to do this and we got to do that. And so I said, really? So I went and looked up these orders. Well, there is no new order. There isn't. There's no new order that's out there. She's, what the governor has done is asked the health director, one of the health directors, I don't know which one, health directors, to come up with an edict, so to speak, a directive. And he doesn't sign it. He just allows it to be put on his letterhead as an order, apparently. Directed by, you know, it's supposed to be an emergency order extension, I guess. I've never heard of an emergency order extension. And besides, if you use the criteria that's spelled out in the codes, you know, these emergency orders are to automatically expire. They're to automatically expire as soon as there's any of the criteria that would fall away from it that cause it to happen. And of course, I just read to you what is the biggest farce in terms of data that is being looked at by the other side in American history. In terms of the death rates and so on, there is no epidemic. And again, it's a continuation of what Peggy Hall was saying in her video. There's the data. We got nothing out here in California. This is no bigger. It's a less fatal condition than the common flu, which kills anywhere from 6,000 to 7,000 people every year. We're well below that. And of course, here is the big question mark. As we check this out, people went out for New California, for Agenda 21 Radio, and they started taking pictures and started asking questions in different hospitals. And we found all the hospitals were empty. In fact, now we've known hospitals are laying people off because there really is no pandemic here. Yet there is, now they say there is, there's all this, they're hyping it, and they're hype. What are they hyping it for? They want to continue to shut down the economy, destroy the economy, so they can win re-election. What is wrong with that mentality? Well, it's because they are communist, and they want to destroy this country at all costs. That's what they want to do. This is what communists do. Now, we have facts and information. There's no reason for these emergency orders. But the emergency orders aren't emergency orders at all. So you don't need to obey them. You give up your civil rights, your constitutional God-given rights when you don't act against them. Stand up against them. Defy them. That's your responsibility as a citizen. Your right and then your duty.
2110.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's
That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Based on an epidemic. So let's look. What is an epidemic? An epidemic is beyond the normal range. Beyond the normal range. So an epidemic means that there is a threat of disease or illness that is beyond the normal range of what we typically have. Now, in California, the flu season runs from about October to April or May. All right, we're May 6th, so we're very much at the end of a typical flu season. California has a population of 40 million people. I know it's huge. We're the third largest state by geography, and we are like the eighth largest. If we were a country, we'd be the eighth largest country in the world. So it's a huge state, 40 million people. In the typical flu season, which goes through May, there are approximately 6,000 flu-related deaths every year. And I got this information from the State Department of Health. You can get the information from your State Department of Health, because your State Department of Health is the repository of all of the data related to disease and illness and death and other data relating to the population. So typically in California, 6,000 people die of flu-related illnesses every year. This year, with COVID, there have been 2,000 deaths. This is COVID. This is the flu. 2,000 is one-third the number of 6,000. 6,000 is three times 2,000.
Now, this was done on the 6th of May. It's now the 19th. And according to what we had, suddenly the number jumped over to 4,000. Now, that number that's coming from California is very suspect. Because we know that what's been going on in other states like New York and other places, and even here, the numbers have been fudged because other people die of other things besides COVID. And there's a lot of people not dying. So we've grown very suspicious of the actual numbers of COVID-related deaths from California. Because our anecdotal evidence tells us that not everybody, as reported in California today, actually did die of COVID. They died from something else. Interesting. They're cooking the books, and of course, we caught them red-handed, actually, in Ventura. And there's other counties yet, including Los Angeles County, which some people say is only one half of the reported numbers that they have, which is 900, not 1,800. Anyways, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.